This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm super excited that now we're simulcasting over to the 97.1 FM Talk site as well. So I'm really excited for all my listeners on that side of the radio to be able to get involved and get in on the conversations and the questions and the answers and everything going on again. We haven't done that in quite a while on that side of the station. So for all of them, hey, jump in, get in on the conversation with us. You can give me a call here, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And got a lot of things going on. Had some great great conversations with Dan, with Mark, with Roger in the first hour, and you know, a lot of interesting stuff. The church with the ceiling fans, and you know, 40 something foot ceilings, and how to circulate air, and what should you do in the wintertime, in the summertime, you know, heating, cooling, different seasons. How should those fans work or run? Very important things to do and topics and everything for that. And of course, Mark had some really great stuff with some insulation as far as, you know, how to insulate inside of wall cavities that are, you know, already built, drywalled, you know, older home, doesn't have a lot of good insulation in it. So some great information and thoughts about foam insulation and blown-in insulation and how all that stuff, you know, works and functions. You know, and then, of course, we've got the front porch that Dan was asking about, where can you remove the post? One of the neighbors did, so he believes he could. And, you know, it's all about that supporting header. And you can, if you make it bigger, you may be able to without even making it bigger if it is enough support, you know, because sometimes they'll add those porch posts just for aesthetics, just for looks, just for symmetry, you know, in the design. So when we're looking at, you know, how we design and build houses, you know, sometimes, yeah, we do some things just for, you know, the look of it. There's certain things of, you know, seeing things in threes, you know, is more appealing to a lot of people. So, you know, sometimes you'll have a porch where you only need the column on each end, but they'll put one in the middle to kind of balance things out, or maybe they'll split it up where they only need one in the middle, but they split them up to kind of go around a window or something, and so you've got an extra one that you don't necessarily need for the support, and you can make those changes. So, you know, getting into the engineering and how that stuff is and everything to figure out what kind of, you know, header would hold up that roof. Is it big enough? And then, of course, you've got your different materials in those. You've got steel I-beams that hold a lot. You've got microlams that hold more than, you know, your typical yellow pine, you know, type of conventional lumber, paralams that hold more. So there's different ways that, you know, that can be looked at and figured out. And having a background, having those house plans and stuff is really a cool thing to be able to help us out, jump ahead of all that. If not, sometimes we get into a little investigational work as far as, you know, pulling a trim board or some metal wrap work or, you know, something down in order to see, you know, is that supporting structure, does it have two boards? Is it one thick one? Is there three? You know, all that stuff to kind of figure out exactly what that can work and hold is important things for figuring out how to, you know, what you can do, how do you support it, how do you make it work. So some great conversations so far. Having a really great time on my first day here. So, for the 97.1 FM talk side, you know, just coming in, if you haven't heard that we're now joined with KMOX, so I am basically the host of both shows, both hours, right at the same time, same phone lines, same conversations, all of that. You can give me a call with any of your questions, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And, you know, we've got a lot going on here, you know, with the new year and, you know, thinking about your house from here on out and, you know, what should you be doing in January? We kind of discussed some of that and, you know, taking a look around and documenting things and staying on top of the maintenance and the warranties and the different things. So it is a good time to get into some stuff like that or think about, you know, a resolution for your home. You know, what have you been thinking about for your home? What do you want for your home? You know, and maybe making some, you know, commitments to even just finding out what's possible and what the thoughts are and what can happen. And, you know, doing things sometimes sooner than later can be a good, you know, money-saving proposition. I was just the other night, you know, talking to my son about his kitchen, and I said, you know, we should start looking into that. And he's like, wow, I just barely got in the house. You know, I just barely got everything else done, and I feel like I need some time, you know, to save some money and do some things before I get into, you know, any other big type of project like that. And I said, but just think about, you know, doing the investigational side and figuring out, so one, you know where to work towards, but two, if you can get it sooner than later, no matter what it is, and figure out a way that, you know, it could save you money in the end where, you know, if something in remodeling right now costs $5,000 to do, just in general terms, you know, to do that tomorrow, and you say, well, I'm going to take 3 years and I'm going to save $5,000 and then I'm going to do it in 3 years so that I don't need a loan or so that I don't need to find out a different way to do this. Well, you know, the thought is the cost of the remodeling, the construction, the things could go up, you know, on a low side, not pandemic, not all the, you know, it was going up 18, 20, 25% during some of that. But on a steady average, you know, even 5 to 10% a year, well, then you could be talking about, you know, a project that once you save your $5,000, it's 3 years later, you're looking at it going, well, what do you mean it's, you know, $6,750 to do it? I've saved $5,000. Now I need more months to, you know, so figuring that out and it you could get it sooner, enjoy it sooner, and get to have it sooner, and actually save a little money in the long run if you can figure out a way to get that accomplished. So that was kind of the conversation we just had the other night about that. So, but hey, for now, we got to get into our first break here. Having a great time. Got a great, a lot of things going on. Got a lot of topics for you. But again, your topic is main topic for me today. So anything you have, feel free to give me a call, 314-436-7900. Or 800-925-1120. We'll be right back right after this.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD. Pod One on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back, KMOX and 97.1 FM Talk. We are having a great time. Got a lot going on. Right before we get to Mark here, let's remind everybody, especially on the FM Talk side, that, hey, you guys are here. This is live again. You can get your questions answered. You can figure things out with us. Love you to join in the conversation. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. But for now, let's get thank Mark for holding on through the break and get Mark on the line and see what we got going on. Can you hear me, Mark?
I sure can, Rich.
Hey, awesome.
Thanks for doing the show. I'm a longtime listener, so I'm looking forward to having you on the radio show.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
My really quick question is, I've never, ever noticed, my father never did this. Some people do, some people don't. And I wanted to reason why you cover your AC unit that's outside during the winter.
You know, it really, on this, I would definitely think that, to me, that was an older thing that people used to do years ago, to on a theory that it'll keep them kind of insulated and just keep the weather off of them to increase the life expectancy of the AC unit. The big downside to that is you better remember to take it off, because you'll have bigger problems if you don't. But yeah, I think that was more in a years back time where people were way more into, you know, saving money and trying to make things last as long as they can and all of that. I would definitely say it wouldn't hurt my feelings for any, you know, long-time HVAC listeners out there that install them, that know them, that run these companies, that, you know, if they have a better understanding of why people did it. But I know now, unfortunately, the thing that drives me crazy now is that they just don't last. So I don't know that, you know, even going back to trying to cover them up is going to be a big enough help for the effort, you know, and really, like, you know, my first home, my first starter home, we moved in and it literally still had, it was in the 90s and it still had the original air conditioner. That thing was like 44 years old or something. Mm. And it ran, you know, and, you know, we ended up replacing it, before like the 50th year or something like that. But now, you know, Google the life expectancy of an air conditioner unit put in today, and, you know, they're like saying like 12 years, you know, 15 is like, you know, a long time, you know, for an air conditioner. So nowadays, so my house that I'm in now, I'm not in that starter house anymore. My house was built in 2000, either two or three, something like that. And I bought it about 9-10 years ago, and in those 9-10 years, and one was just this summer, the second one, because I have two units, both my AC units have been replaced, and they were, you know, they were installed brand new in like 2002 2003. So one made it about 19 years and the other made it about 16 or 17. So that's a long time for an air conditioner unit, you know, according to today's value. To me, it's a bummer that it only goes that long. But I don't know that, you know, I would have to refer to more HVAC guys out there to say, you know, would covering them during the winter today have any help on that life expectancy or not? I don't know that it does. I don't do it. And I believe that's pretty much why people did it, you know, way back when, was just to keep the weather off of it and, you know, just try and get more life out of it, you know. And that was great when they lasted like 40 years. So does that make sense, Mark?
Yeah, it does, Rich. Thank you. I appreciate that. I bought a new home 6 years ago, and I did it for the first couple years, but I hadn't done it since then. And yeah, just didn't know if it was for a general reason or just to keep the crud away from it and keep it cleaner during the winter or what. So thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate the call, and I think you're spot on. Just kind of extend the life, keep the crud off, keep the weather off, and, you know, maybe you'll get a little bit more out of it. And that was kind of the theory back then. But, hey, we got Greg on the line. Let's go to Greg and see what's happening. Greg, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon. Say, I'm in the process of thinking about adding some blown-in insulation into my attic. Uh-huh. And currently, the catwalk up there is really only a 2x4 that runs across the trusses. And I was wondering if I had, say, another 4 to 6 inches of insulation in there, what might be a good way to raise the amount so that the catwalk can actually be on top of the blown-in insulation?
Oh, okay. So something that you can, have an access to kind of walk across without stepping in that insulation is what you're thinking.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, basically it would be, you know, is your attic trusses?
Yes.
It's trusses right now. So yeah. So the easiest way to do that is going to be, and depending on the, what type of insulation you use, you'll kind of lose some of that headroom, but you know, if you go with a fiberglass, you're going to want this stuff. It's going to have to be like 24 inches, you know, thick off, you know, up into the air. So the easiest way to get above any of that would be to put like some, you know, attach some 2x4s across those trusses, across that gap, you know, it'll be every 2 feet. So, you know, bolt them on there good, you know, nail screw, all that real good. And then you can just lay like some plywood or a 2x12, you know, or something a little wider on top of each one of those. So do that, you know, across each truss, and then you'll have a flat 2x4 that you can nail a board or some 3/4 inch plywood or something like that to get you across there. And that's a good thought, because really once that insulation's in there, you know, I'm always kind of advising people, like, you want to do anything that you think you want to do in that attic before you do that, add can lights or, you know, anything like that, because you don't want to go back up there and disturb that insulation. Or if you do, you want to make sure if you're walking through it that you get it back. All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back, KMOX and 97.1 FM Talk. We are having a great time. Got a lot going on. Right before we get to Mark here, let's remind everybody, especially on the FM Talk side, that, hey, you guys are here. This is live again. You can get your questions answered. You can figure things out with us. Love you to join in the conversation. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. But for now, let's get thank Mark for holding on through the break and get Mark on the line and see what we got going on. Can you hear me, Mark?
I sure can, Rich.
Hey, awesome. Hey,
thanks for doing the show. Longtime listener. So I'm looking forward to having you on the radio show.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
My really quick question is, I've never, ever noted, my father never did this. Some people do, some people don't. And I wanted to reason why you cover your AC unit that's outside during the winter.
You know, it really, on this, I would definitely think that, to me, that was an older thing that people used to do years ago to on a theory that it'll keep them kind of insulated and just keep the weather off of them to increase the life expectancy of the AC unit. The big downside to that is you better remember to take it off because you'll have bigger problems if you don't. But yeah, I think that was more in a years back time where people were way more into, you know, saving money and trying to make things last as long as they can and all of that. I would definitely say it wouldn't hurt my feelings for any, you know, long time HVAC listeners out there that install them, that know them, that run these companies, that, you know, if they have a better understanding of why people did it. But I know now, unfortunately, the thing that drives me crazy now is that they just don't last. So I don't know that, you know, even going back to trying to cover them up is going to be a big enough help for the effort, you know, and really, like, you know, my first home, my first starter home, we moved in and it literally still had, it was in the 90s and it still had the original air conditioner. That thing was like 44 years old or something. Mm. And it ran, you know, and, you know, we ended up replacing it, before like the 50th year or something like that. But now, you know, Google the life expectancy of an air conditioner unit put in today. And, you know, they're like saying like 12 years, you know, 15 is like, you know, a long time, you know, for an air conditioner. So nowadays, so my house that I'm in now, I'm not in that starter house anymore. My house was built in 2000, either two or three, something like that. And I bought it about 9-10 years ago. And in those 9-10 years, and one was just this summer, the second one, because I have two units, both my AC units have been replaced. And they were, you know, they were installed brand new in like 2002, 2003. So one made it about 19 years and the other made it about 16 or 17. So that's a long time for an air conditioner unit, you know, according to today's value. To me, it's a bummer that it only goes that long. But I don't know that, you know, I would have to refer to more HVAC guys out there to say, you know, would covering them during the winter today have any help on that life expectancy or not? I don't know that it does. I don't do it. And I believe that's pretty much why people did it, you know, way back when, was just to keep the weather off of it and, you know, just try and get more life out of it, you know, and that was great when they lasted like 40 years. So does that make sense, Mark?
Yeah, it does, Rich. Thank you. Appreciate that. I bought a new home 6 years ago, and I did it for the first couple years, but I hadn't done it since then. And yeah. just didn't know if it was for a general reason or just to keep the crud away from it and keep it cleaner during the winter or what. So thanks, Rich. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate the call, and I think you're spot on. Just kind of extend the life, keep the crud off, keep the weather off, and you know maybe you'll get a little bit more out of it. And that was kind of the theory back then. But hey, we got Greg on the line. Let's go to Greg and see what's happening. Greg, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon. Say, I'm in the process of thinking about adding some blown-in insulation into my attic. And currently, the catwalk up there is really only a 2x4 that runs across the trusses. And I was wondering if I had, say, another 4 to 6 inches of insulation in there, what might be a good way to raise the amount so that the catwalk can actually be on top of the blown-in insulation?
Oh, okay. So something that you can, have an access to kind of walk across without stepping in that insulation is what you're thinking?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, basically it would be, you know, is your attic trusses?
Yes.
It's trusses right now. So yeah. So the easiest way to do that is going to be, and depending on the what type of insulation you use, you'll kind of lose some of that headroom. But, you know, if you go with a fiberglass, you're going to want this stuff. It's going to have to be like 24 inches, you know, thick off, you know, up into the air. So the easiest way to get above any of that would be to put like some, you know, attach some 2x4s across those trusses, across that gap, you know, and it'll be every 2 feet. So, you know, bolt them on there good, you know, nail screw, all that real good. And then you can just lay like some plywood or a 2x12, you know, or something a little wider on top of each one of those. So do that, you know, across each truss. And then you'll have a flat 2x4 that you can nail a board or some 3/4 inch plywood or something like that to get you across there. And that's a good thought, because really once that insulation's in there, you know, I'm always kind of advising people, like, you want to do anything that you think you want to do in that attic before you do that, add can lights or, you know, anything like that, because you don't want to go back up there and disturb that insulation. Or if you do, you want to make sure if you're walking through it that you get it back in the best order that you can, because every time you go through that insulation, you'll diminish that value where you've been, you know, and eventually might need some more work on it again. So, but yeah, that's how I would do it with trusses.
Okay, so basically just kind of sister something to the side of each one of them.
Yep.
To raise it up.
Yep.
And then go ahead and lay some 3/4 inch plywood across the top or something. Yeah, I was thinking maybe something 12 to 16 inches wide.
Yeah.
So I don't have to get my balancing beam pole out.
Yeah, exactly. When I go up in the attics and look at things and try and figure stuff out, you know, I do push the insulation and stuff back as best I can as I exit, but I always try and kind of walk on the corners of those trusses where all those 2x4s are, where I'm above it as much as I can and not to disturb it. So, you know, building something across there is a good idea if you have, you know, reason to be up there. So, yep.
Okay.
All right.
Yep, that works. Thank you.
Perfect. No problem. You're welcome. And hey, we got Greg on the line. If Greg can hold through the break here, we got to get into our middle of the hour break. And we'll get to Greg as soon as we return, and more to come right after this. All right, we are back. KMOX Home Improvement Show. Also, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk. I want to glad to get all my old listeners the past 8 years to get to have the call-ins, be able to answer their questions too. Absolutely love it. So for all you guys, 314-436-7900, the line right to me, or 800-925-1120. Get all your questions answered right here. Speaking of that, we got Jim on the line, has a question for us. Let's get Jim going. Hey, Jim, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for calling.
From Girard, Illinois. About 15 years ago, I had them blow in cellulite insulation in my house. And does that settle down to where that needs to be done again? They think they put like 18 inches of it up there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So you're talking in your attic?
Right.
Yes. So that cellulose insulation, yes, it is denser and it is heavier. And so they purposely overblow that by a couple inches because they know it's going to settle down. So if you have 18 inches and it's settled down to like 16 or so, you're perfectly fine. You've got, you know, plenty of R value to that. The settling is normal, and you don't need to add any more on top of that.
Okay.
It will still work and function the way it is.
Okay, great. And I think I was on the show about the same question about the units outside the air conditioning. I think Mark said it.
Hey, Jim, I'm losing you a little bit. You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there you are. I can hear you now.
Okay, and he was telling me that it's better not to cover them up because if you cover them up, you're holding the moisture in there, and it's not good for the wiring inside of them. He said you're better off just covering the top of it off.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, yeah. No, that's great. That's great information because, you know, I've never done it, and I'd seen years back people do it, and I seen they even made, like, covers for a while, you know, that the years back that, you know, different sizes or whatever. But I don't, you know, I never really knew that it would do much, you know, to really help out. But not thinking of the possible negative effects of, you know, if you keep it in there and 'cause, you know, we talk about plastic, you know, holding moisture and stuff and not letting moisture vapor out and stuff all the time in the walls of your homes and all that. And a lot of what we do, this is like theories, you know, this is like, well, when you think about it, how is something going to react and, you know, trying to figure stuff out. So yeah, that's a great thought on that, you know, air conditioner. Maybe you just set something over it to keep the snow and the stuff from falling right in, but let it breathe otherwise. So
yeah, that's what he told me. I covered mine for years, and he basically said, no, you don't want to do that anymore. So
yeah,
I just thought I'd pass that along to you.
Yep.
Always
nope.
Always enjoy your show.
Perfect. Hey, appreciate it. Love the information. Love everybody jumping in and know you're good with your insulation there, Jim. So
okay.
That's great. So and yeah, so for everybody else, you got anything going? We got till the hour. We're gonna be getting out of here on KMOX for Billiken's basketball in a little bit here. But if you have a question or you want anything, you can jump over to that 97.1 FM talk side and give us a call and get your questions answered in the last segment there. Again, 314-436-7900 is how you'll find me, or 800-925-1120. And I found a real interesting thing that, you know, just kind of reading some articles and stuff, and there I saw an article about, you know, the uncertainty coming in 2024 and, you know, kind of in the remodeling industry in general, just as far as like with interest rates and all these different things happening, you know, in this article talked about the types of projects. So kind of like, you know, home improvement project trends coming up and like what kind of projects do we expect to see, you know, in 2024 and developing from here on out. And it was interesting because, you know, kind of seeing a shift towards, you know, the maintenance, the keep me in my house, the, you know, I bought my house way back here and I have a low interest rate, so I don't want to go. So, you know, what am I doing? And the number one trend that they see coming up, you know, is basically like aging in place, you know, keeping people in their homes for a longer amount of time. And, you know, baby boomers around here make up, you know, about 40% of the home buyers are, you know, across the country. So, you know, they're looking for, all right, I don't want to downsize. I don't want to move, you know, because I'm not, I don't want the bigger interest rate and the payments might end up being the same, you know, so can I stay where I am? And you know, interesting enough, we literally just went through a bunch of training on, you know, universal design and how to make houses better, you know, for people in their homes for all ages, you know, little, short, tall, old, everything in between. You know, it's kind of a focus on how do you help people just benefit inside of their homes. So looking at, you know, homeowners focusing on, you know, some quick remodels now to just improve the accessibility of how they get in and out, you know, adding grab bars, showers that they can have access to, making them bigger, you know, and have help in, you know, things like that are really, you know, a great thing. You know, replacing areas with rugs and stuff like that with better non-slip flooring, you know, thinking about how your lighting is and all of that. So that's an interesting theory of what's coming up in 2024. And the other one I really thought was interesting was, you know, what do you do on the outside of the house? We've been talking about this with Mosby for years about protecting the outside and, you know, protection from extreme weather events is a big thing, you know, that is, they're saying we're going to be seeing more and more of in 2024 of people wanting protection from those bad snowstorms, those bad rainstorms, and, you know, everything that happens during that. So there's a lot of, you know, look at that sort of stuff too. So, hey, I want to remind everybody again, you can jump over to the FM Talk 97.1 side and get your questions in there. Billiken's coming up here in a sec. 314-436-7900 gets you to me, and we'll be back after this. All right, guys, we are back here. Oh, and having a great time. The KMOX Home Improvement Show now joining with the 97.1 FM Talk Home Improvement Show. I'm here for all you guys. Anything you need, you can give me a call. All right, we are back. KMOX Home Improvement Show. Also, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk. I want to glad to get all my old listeners the past 8 years to get to have the call-ins, be able to answer their questions too. Absolutely love it. So for all you guys, 314-436-7900, the line right to me, or 800-925-1120. Get all your questions answered right here. Speaking of that, we got Jim on the line, has a question for us. Let's get Jim going. Hey, Jim, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for calling.
From Girard, Illinois. About 15 years ago, I had them blow in cellulite insulation in my house, and does that settle down to where that needs to be done again? They think they put like 18 inches of it up there.
Yeah. So you're talking in your attic,
right?
Yes. So that cellulose insulation, yes, it is denser and it is heavier, and so they purposely overblow that by a couple inches because they know it's going to settle down. So if you have 18 inches and it settled down to like 16 or so, you're perfectly fine. You've got, you know, plenty of R value to that. The settling is normal and you don't need to add any more on top of that.
Okay.
It will still work and function the way it is.
Okay, great. And I think I was on the show about the same question about the units outside the air conditioner.
Hey, Jim, I'm losing you a little bit. You're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there you are. I can hear you now.
Okay. And he was telling me that it's better not to cover them up because if you cover them up, you're holding the moisture in there, and it's not good for the wiring inside of them. He said you're better off just covering the top of it off.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, yeah. No, that's great. That's great information because, you know, I've never done it, and I'd seen years back people do it, and I seen they even made, like, covers for a while, you know, that the years back that, you know, different sizes or whatever. But I don't, you know, I never really knew that it would do much, you know, to really help out. But not thinking of the possible negative effects of, you know, if you keep it in there and 'cause, you know, we talk about plastic, you know, holding moisture and stuff and not letting moisture vapor out and stuff all the time in the walls of your homes and all that. And a lot of what we do, this is like theories. You know, this is like, well, when you think about it, how is something going to react and, you know, trying to figure stuff out. So, yeah, that's a great thought on that, you know, air conditioner. Maybe you just set something over it to keep the snow and the stuff from falling right in, but let it breathe otherwise. So,
yeah, that's what he told me. I covered mine for years, and he basically said, no, you don't want to do that anymore. So,
yeah,
I just thought. Pass that along to you.
Yep.
Always enjoy your show.
Perfect. Hey, appreciate it. Love the information. Love everybody jumping in and know you're good with your insulation there, Jim. So that's great. So and yeah, so for everybody else, you got anything going? We got till the hour. We're going to be getting out of here on KMOX for Billiken's basketball in a little bit here, but if you have a question or you want anything, you can jump over to that 97.1 FM Talk side and give us a call and get your questions answered in the last segment there. Again, 314-436-7900 is how you'll find me, or 800-925-1120. And I found a real interesting thing that, you know, just kind of reading some articles and stuff. And there, I saw an article about, you know, the uncertainty coming in 2024 and, you know, kind of in the remodeling industry in general, just as far as like with interest rates and all these different things happening, you know, in this article talked about the types of projects. So kind of like, you know, home improvement project trends coming up and like what kind of projects do we expect to see, you know, in 2024 and developing from here on out. And it was interesting because, you know, kind of seeing a shift towards, you know, the maintenance, the keep me in my house, the, you know, I bought my house way back here and I have a low interest rate, so I don't want to go. So, you know, what am I doing? And the number one trend that they see coming up, you know, is basically like aging in place, you know, keeping people in their homes for a longer amount of time. And, you know, baby boomers around here make up, you know, about 40% of the home buyers, you know, across the country. So, you know, they're looking for, all right, I don't want to downsize. I don't want to move. You know, because I don't want the bigger interest rate and the payments might end up being the same, you know, so can I stay where I am? And, you know, interesting enough, we literally just went through a bunch of training on, you know, universal design and how to make houses better, you know, for people in their homes for all ages, you know, little, short, tall, old, everything in between. You know, it's kind of a focus on how do you help people just benefit inside of their homes. So looking at, you know, homeowners focusing on, you know, some quick remodels now to just improve the accessibility of how they get in and out, you know, adding grab bars, showers that they can have access to, making them bigger, you know, and have help in, you know, things like that are really, you know, a great thing. You know, replacing areas with rugs and stuff like that with better non-slip flooring, you know, thinking about how your lighting is and all of that. So that's an interesting theory of what's coming up in 2024. And the other one I really thought was interesting was, you know, what do you do on the outside of the house? We've been talking about this with Mosby for years about protecting the outside, and, you know, protection from extreme weather events is a big thing, you know, that is, they're saying we're going to be seeing more and more of in 2024, of people wanting protection from those bad snowstorms, those bad rainstorms, and, you know, everything that happens during that. So there's a lot of, you know, look at that sort of stuff too. So, hey, I want to remind everybody again, you can jump over to the FM Talk 97.1 side and get your questions in there. Billiken's coming up here in a sec. 314-436-7900 gets you to me, and we'll be back after this. All right, guys, we are back here. Oh, and having a great time. The Camo X Home Improvement Show now joining with the 97.1 FM Talk Home Improvement Show. I'm here for all you guys. Anything you need, you can give me a call right now. Get your questions answered, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Get you right into me. We've got about 10 minutes or so left. So if you have something you're interested in, wondering, have always wondered, give me a shout. We'll help get it figured out for you. And, you know, so before we got through the break, you know, I was talking about these types of projects that we're going to be seeing in, you know, 2024 that they're predicting. But, you know, one of the cool things that is really changing a lot of, you know, the remodeling industry and you know, what we do and probably for a lot of people, how we build, like building new and starting from scratch and all of that, you know, a lot of thought into how do we do this in different, better ways to make things work better, last better, function better. And, you know, so really one of the things we're talking about that's changing, and I'm sure it changed some for 2023, and then again here a lot for 2024, is just the effects of, you know, the high interest rates, you know, on home renovations. What does that do to the types of projects and renovations, you know, that we're seeing? Because they're talking about the whole, you know, universal design, aging in place. How do we keep people in their home? And really what we're starting to see now is, because of the market and because of the interest rates, with those two things combined, you're spending so much, you know, more money on a home now to get into it. And then having these higher interest rates, we're really seeing, you know, this trend start up of, you know, your starter home becomes your forever home. You know, that's really going to take off even more here in 2024. So when you think about, you know, homeowners almost being like prisoners of low interest rates. So you've either, you know, bought something at a really high price at the height of the market. So you're going to kind of maybe have to stay there for a while to get through that before you can, you know, move on from that starter home. Or you're in your home, you have this low interest rate. So rather than move, you know, you're going to need to renovate. You're going to need to upgrade, you know, that current home to kind of meet a more long-term need, you know, for what's going on. So the home improvements and renovations, you know, that start happening during that time is, you know, more long-term value for that home. You're looking at, you know, people wanting to make sure that their roofs are good and good roof replacements, you know, get it done well, get it done right. Garage floor upgrades, finishing basements for more space in that, you know, maybe smaller starter home, or just kind of updating some areas in that bigger home that you're not downsizing, because quite frankly, with the interest rates, you could end up with the same house payment for half the size of the house. And so we've got a lot of people going, okay, well, what keeps me here and what keeps me in my space? You know, so we're going to see a lot of projects like that really coming on, you know, in 2024 and beyond to say, how do I stay here? We've been seeing it for a couple years, and we saw the same thing back in 2008, 9, 10, when the market wasn't doing real well and people were doing the same thing. They were like, all right, keep me here a longer term so that I can get through what's going on at this immediate time. So there's a lot with how to do that and those different types of projects you end up getting yourself into. So you do the siding, the windows, the water management, the roof, the protections, the things that'll, keep you warm, safe, dry in there. And maybe we see some of the kitchens and bathrooms kind of slow down a tad because people are trying to, maintain and do those types of things to stay in and either, get more manageable long time out of their house or, keep that low interest rate and stay in that house for longer. And when you think about it, with the aging in place, and all of that, you really look at, the benefits of staying in your home, for a longer time. The longer you can stay in the same home and just get the benefits of, that home's value and not having to change and get into more expensive things. Or when you think about, retirement living, retirement homes, how expensive some of that stuff can be. I mean, I've literally seen, room additions, happen where we add a bedroom and a bathroom on the first floor to a two-story house so that people can remain in that house, because doing that, they only need to live in the house for like 2-3, maybe in today's market, maybe it's 4 years you need to stay there. But if you think about it, if a retirement home is, easy math, $100,000 a year, you can stay in your home for 4 years. You can spend $400,000 on your house and break even in 4 years of not, paying for a retirement home. So if there's things you could do to stay in a home, it doesn't necessarily have to be that much, but when you think about chair lifts that will help keep you there, or elevators, you have a two-story home, you're wanting to find a ranch. Well, maybe think about an elevator. There's different types of elevators these days that can go just from one floor to the other. So maybe you get a chair lift for the basement and you get an elevator that takes you from, first floor to second floor, and it's a smaller, less expensive, type elevator. So really it's, there's so many advantages like that, that it's really, it's amazing the things that you could do to remodel and function your house and keep you there. And we always have these talks with remodeling a bathroom. One is like the walk-in, like tub with the door where you when you think about how those work and function, you're in there, it fills up this tub, it takes a while, it's got a drain. Some of them now drain fairly quickly, but you're still stuck in this place, and it's probably harder to have help and stuff like that. So what we're really seeing is we look at the future of the shower, especially in the big master bathroom, where you're really saying, okay, don't keep that big soaker tub that nobody really uses. As I talk to people on a daily basis about their bathrooms, and I ask people if they use their tub, that's usually one of the first things when they're like, well, I don't know what to do with the tub in the master bathroom. I'd like a bigger shower. I'd like something that someone could help me in later if I needed it. I'd like more space in the shower. I'd like it a little bit nicer, but I've got this tub in the way. And I'm like, well, do you use the tub? Are you a tub person? There are tub people out there that they love the soak, the relax, candles, air jet bubbles, all that is absolutely wonderful. But as I see, hundreds of people, to me, what I see and what I see Mosby doing, we're getting rid of that tub I don't even know that it's, you know, 9 out of 10 is probably more than that. It's probably more like 19 out of 20 maybe. And getting the shower that people can use and love and all that stuff. So it's really, you know, there's such a benefit in that. And I don't know that, you know, it's, if you think about return on investment and selling the house and stuff like that, that's okay if you're in a shorter term house where you know that, you know what, I'm not going to be here more than 5 years, then yeah, think about that return on investment. But if you're in a place where you're really staying for that long term and you're looking for, you know, I want to be here so that I don't need that retirement home or I don't need to go somewhere else, let's make this where I can stay, then absolutely. Get the shower that's going to work and function for you. Get the low step in. Get the walk right in, you know, however you can, and make that house last for you over the years. And then think about that, you know, smaller elevator or, you know, things like that, that all those parts and pieces that keep you in your house. Because, you know, think about it, like a lot of people are going, okay, you know, but that might not be, you know, for 10 years before I even need to consider something like that. Well, you walk out the door and you get into an accident and you break your leg. How convenient would it be if you already had it? You know, and when you do, if an emergency like that does come up and come up quick, well, then you're just kind of there. There's no time in today's atmosphere to get something remodeled that sharp, quick, fast, you know, through it. So, you know, thinking about that later on, the aging in place, thinking about everybody, think about people that come over. What do they need? You know, friends, relatives, you know, how do they get in and out of the house? All those different things. There's so much involved in that, you know, aging in place, universal design, all the different things, you know, to think about. Find someone good and really, you know, ask the questions and think about all these things that could happen, may happen, might happen. Maybe it's for somebody else. Maybe it, you know, helps another person, that sort of thing. But it is, you know, a great thing to do and to think about. So, hey, we're just about out of time here. I want to thank everybody for all the great listeners, calls, comments, questions. You know, what a great first day, guys. I really appreciate the outpouring and the attention and the people, you know, calling in and all of that. And what a great day. You made it wonderful for me. I appreciate it. And I will talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All right, guys, we are back here. Oh, and having a great time. The Camo X Home Improvement Show now joining with the 971 FM Talk Home Improvement Show. I'm here for all you guys. Anything you need, you can give me a call right now. Get your questions answered, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Get you right into me. We've got about 10 minutes or so left. So if you have something you're interested in, wondering, have always wondered, give me a shout. We'll help get it figured out for you. And, you know, so before we got through the break, you know, I was talking about these types of projects that we're going to be seeing in, you know, 2024 that they're predicting. But, you know, one of the cool things that is really changing a lot of, you know, the remodeling industry and, you know, what we do and probably for a lot of people, how we build, like building new and starting from scratch and all of that, you know, a lot of thought into how do we do this in different, better ways to make things work better, last better, function better. And, you know, so really one of the things we're talking about that's changing, and I'm sure it changed some for 2023, and then again here a lot for 2024, is just the effects of, you know, the high interest rates, you know, on home renovations. What does that do to the types of projects and renovations, you know, that we're seeing? Because they're talking about the whole, you know, universal design, aging in place, how do we keep people in their home? And really what we're starting to see now is, because of the market and because of the interest rates, with those two things combined, you're spending so much, you know, more money on a home now to get into it. And then having these higher interest rates, we're really seeing, you know, this trend start up of, you know, your starter home becomes your forever home. You know, that's really going to take off even more here in 2024. So when you think about, you know, homeowners almost being like prisoners of low interest rates. So you've either, you know, bought something at a really high price at the height of the market. So you're going to kind of maybe have to stay there for a while to get through that before you can, you know, move on from that starter home, or you're in your home, you have this low interest rate. So rather than move, you know, you're going to need to renovate. You're going to need to upgrade, you know, that current home to kind of meet a more long-term need, you know, for what's going on. So the home improvements and renovations, you know, that start happening during that time is, you know, more long-term value for that home. You're looking at, you know, people wanting to make sure that their roofs are good and good roof replacements, you know, get it done well, get it done right. Garage floor upgrades, finishing basements for more space in that, you know, maybe smaller starter home, or just kind of updating some areas in that bigger home that you're not downsizing, because quite frankly, with the interest rates, you could end up with the same house payment for half the size of the house. And so we've got a lot of people going, okay, well, what keeps me here and what keeps me in my space? You know, so we're going to see a lot of projects like that really coming on, you know, in 2024 and beyond to say, how do I stay here? We've been seeing it for, you know, a couple years, and we saw the same thing back in, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010, when the market, you know, wasn't doing real well and people were doing the same thing. They were like, all right, keep me here a longer term so that I can get through, you know, what's going on at this immediate time. So there's a lot with how to do that and you know, those different types of projects you end up getting yourself into. So you do the siding, the windows, the water management, the roof, the protections, the things that'll, you know, keep you warm, safe, dry in there. And you know, maybe we see some of the kitchens and bathrooms kind of slow down a tad because people are trying to, you know, maintain and do those types of things to stay in and either, you know, get more manageable long time out of their house, or, you know, keep that low interest rate and stay in that house for longer. And when you think about it, you know, with the aging in place, you know, and all of that, you really look at, you know, the benefits of staying in your home, you know, for a longer time. The longer you can stay in the same home and just get the benefits of, you know, that home's value and not having to change and get into more expensive things. Or when you think about, you know, retirement living, retirement homes, you know, how expensive some of that stuff can be. I mean, I've literally seen, you know, room additions, you know, happen where we add a bedroom and a bathroom on the first floor to a two-story house, so that people can remain in that house, because doing that, they only need to live in the house for like 2-3, you know, maybe in today's market, maybe it's 4 years you need to stay there. But if you think about it, you know, if a retirement home is, you know, easy math, $100,000 a year, you can stay in your home for 4 years. You can spend $400,000 on your house and break even in 4 years of not, you know, paying for a retirement home. So if there's things you could do to stay in a home, it doesn't necessarily have to be that much, but, you know, when you think about chair lifts that will help keep you there, or elevators, you know, you have a two-story home, you're wanting to find a ranch. Well, maybe think about an elevator. You know, there's different types of elevators these days that can go just from one floor to the other. you know, so maybe you get a chairlift for the basement and you get an elevator that takes you from, you know, first floor to second floor, and it's a smaller, less expensive, you know, type elevator. So really, it's, you know, there's so many advantages like that, that it's really it's amazing the things that you could do to remodel and function your house and keep you there. You know, and we always have these talks with remodeling a bathroom. You know, one is like the walk-in, like, tub with the door where you, you know, when you think about how those work and function, you're in there, it fills up this tub, it takes a while, it's got a drain. You know, some of them now drain fairly quickly, but, you know, you're still stuck in this place, and it's probably harder to have help and stuff like that. And you know, so what we're really seeing is we look at the future of the shower, especially in the big master bathroom, where you're really saying, okay, you know, don't keep that big soaker tub that nobody really uses. You know, as I talk to people on a daily basis about their bathrooms, and I ask people if they use their tub, that's usually one of the first things when they're like, well, I don't know what to do with the tub in the master bathroom. You know, I'd like a bigger shower. I'd like something that someone could help me in later if I needed it. I'd like more space in the shower. You know, I'd like it a little bit nicer, but I've got this tub in the way, you know. And I'm like, well, do you use the tub? Are you a tub person? You know, there are tub people out there that they love the soak, the relax, you know, candles, air jet bubbles, all that is absolutely wonderful. But as I see, you know, hundreds of people, to me, what I see and what I see Mosby doing, we're getting rid of that tub. I don't even know that it's, you know, 9 out of 10 is probably more than that. It's probably more like 19 out of 20, maybe. And getting the shower that people can use and love and all that stuff. So it's really, you know, there's such a benefit in that. And I don't know that, you know, it's, if you think about return on investment and selling the house and stuff like that, that's okay if you're in a shorter term house where you know that, you know what, I'm not going to be here more than 5 years, then yeah, think about that return on investment. But if you're in a place where you're really staying for that long term and you're looking for, you know, I want to be here so that I don't need that retirement home or I don't need to go somewhere else, let's make this where I can stay, then absolutely. Get the shower that's going to work and function for you. Get the low step in. Get the walk right in, you know, however you can, and make that house last for you over the years. And then think about that, you know, smaller elevator or, you know, things like that, that all those parts and pieces that keep you in your house. Because, you know, think about it. Like, a lot of people are going, okay, you know, but that might not be, you know, for 10 years before I even need to consider something like that. Well, you walk out the door and you get into an accident and you break your leg. How convenient would it be if you already had it? You know, and when you do, if an emergency like that does come up and come up quick, well, then you're just kind of there. There's no time in today's atmosphere to get something remodeled that sharp, quick, fast, you know, through it. So, you know, thinking about that later on, the aging in place, thinking about everybody, think about people that come over. What do they need? You know, friends, relatives, you know, how do they get in and out of the house? All those different things. There's so much involved in that, you know, aging in place, universal design, all the different things, you know, to think about. Find someone good and really, you know, ask the questions and think about all these things that could happen, may happen, might happen. Maybe it's for somebody else. Maybe it, you know, helps another person, that sort of thing. But it is, you know, a great thing to do and to think about. So, hey, we're just about out of time here. I want to thank everybody for all the great listeners, calls, comments, questions. You know, what a great first day, guys. I really appreciate the outpouring and the attention and the people, you know, calling in and all of that. And what a great day. You made it wonderful for me. I appreciate it. And I will talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.